Your Steve Jones Show podcast is loading now. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Sunbury Motors, North 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Well, they're starting to iron out the coaching situation across the National Football League. We'll chat about that today on the Steve Jones Show. Steve back in the Sunbury Motors studio today after being at Purdue last night and yesterday. And the Nittany Lions play on Saturday night as well. You can always see the broadcast schedule at WKOK.com. Looks like Chip Kelly is going to be in San Francisco. The 49ers hired Chip Kelly to be their next head coach. We'll get Steve's thoughts about that. And there is a report coming out of Philadelphia that Tom Coughlin now has removed his name from the Eagles job. We'll see if we can find more details on that. And the latest breaking sports coaching news is the Giants have promoted their offensive coordinator, Ben McAdoo, to head coach. That was an announcement that the team made just a few moments ago. So the Giants have a new coach. Their old coach doesn't appear like he's going to be going to Philadelphia, as some have thought. Wednesday night's development featured Tom Coughlin's former offensive coordinator getting the Giants coaching job, as it would appear officially now. But Coughlin backing out of Philadelphia, it'll be interesting to hear why.
It doesn't matter.
Well, it does if you're an Eagles fan. You'd like to know who your coach is going to be.
Well, it doesn't matter what his reasons are. Who cares? Doesn't want to move on.
I'm wondering if...
See, you get... You know what? A lot of people get... Okay. No. Okay? How many times have I told you, I don't care who I don't have. I only care who I have.
I'm just wondering if he doesn't think it's going to be a good fit for him, or if he doesn't feel the team is in the right direction.
You can't think like you're a small-time talk show host all the time. You got to think outside the box. Who cares why he said no? Okay, you got to care about who says yes. Because guess what? Tom Coughlin's not going to be your coach.
Well, he didn't say yes.
I'm saying, exactly. What do you care? Why he said no. Who cares? We'll go to the next one. I mean, it doesn't matter who you don't have. It matters who you have. Does that make sense? For example, okay, I don't have Ben Roethlisberger on Sunday. I've got Landry Jones.
I haven't heard that officially yet, by the way.
We're going to have Neil Coolong on the show here shortly. You'll enjoy it. All right. You're really going to enjoy it.
The last I heard, he was getting a pain-killing injection.
That's stirring.
I don't know, but the way it sounds, I would want a painkilling injection from that injury.
Oh.
They used to call it cortisone. I don't know what they're calling it now.
Ben yesterday, okay, didn't even hand the ball off. He took mental reps.
Yeah, I saw that too, and I'd like to know what a mental rep is.
Stands there and he watches.
I've never heard it referred to as a mental rep.
Oh, you haven't?
No, that's okay. A first.
Oh. Sheltered.
I took a lot of mental reps when I played in high school, but that was because I spent a lot of time on the bench.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, let's see. Let's check out your memo today. Let's see what you got
here. It's a short one today.
Chip to Niners. Seems like a good fit with their players. Coughlin withdraws from Eagles. Would he have been a good fit for the Eagles? Irrelevant. What can cities do to keep their teams besides building stadiums? That's a really good topic. That's an excellent topic. The Coughlin thing's irrelevant. Would he have been a good fit? Who cares? I mean, seriously.
Well, if it's a fact that he didn't get along well with the ownership,
Kevin,
as a fan, I'd be a little worried about
Kevin,
that.
Why? Why?
Because if I'm an Eagles fan, I want a coach that I think has a little bit of ability left and I think can take the team to the next level.
But Kevin, everybody has their own personalities. Okay? Just because somebody may be a great coach and he may be a great owner, they may not see eye to eye. Jerry Jones and Jimmy Johnson went back to their Arkansas days. Eventually, they didn't see eye to eye and Jimmy Johnson left. Okay? It happens. It's all right.
I just think there's going to be a lot of I think there's a lot of Eagles fans that are disappointed because they were hoping to get someone they felt could take them to the next level.
You'll get somebody. You're fine. Your problem's personnel right now. Your personnel is not good enough. That's the problem.
Well, that was part because of the coach.
It's personnel. But again, the person taking the coaching job is not going to be in charge of personnel.
Maybe he will.
Look right now who has the best arrangement. No, he won't. They've already established that they're not going to have one guy do everything like Chip.
Okay.
I mean, why is Tom Donahoe involved? Why? As an ornament?
Maybe, I don't know.
No. I'll tell you who has the best situation right now, general manager, coach in that division, the Redskins. McLuhan's come in. I think he's done a great job. He understands personnel. He always has. Going back to his Oakland days, the whole deal. Experience, been around the block, gets it, understands it. And he's got a coach that now he has a quarterback that really fits how he wants to play. It's important. I think they've got the best situation right now. It doesn't matter why Tom Coughlin said he doesn't want to do it. He doesn't want to do it. He's 70 years old. He can look at anybody and tell him no. Okay? It gets to a point, you do get to a point in life with age where you don't care anymore. You go in and you tell everybody exactly what you think. This is how I want it done. You don't want it, you don't see it my way? Fine. We'll just agree to disagree. And, it was great talking with you. Then you've got a guy like you. Why did he say no? Who cares? Okay? Think about the guy who will say yes. Ship sailed, done, out of the harbor, move on, tugboat goes to the next ship. You hate me, don't you?
No, I was just chatting from Jeff from Bloomsburg, who wanted to chime in with his thoughts on what you just said.
Go ahead, Jeff. Can't wait to hear what you have to say.
Yes, I just wanted to let Kevin know that there's no reason anyone should ever worry about why somebody didn't take a job or why someone leaves a job. And all these companies that are out in the world who do exit interviews to find out what they can do better and how they can make their team or their workplace better are absolutely all wrong. They should all have an arrogant attitude just like Steve Jones.
But again, okay? Well, Jeff, first of all, thanks a lot for the comment. Now I'm going to tell you that, again, what does it matter why Tom Coughlin left? It did not want the job. Why? Okay, I want a guy that fits me. All right? And, Jeff, if you don't like it, fine. Go someplace else. Arrogant attitude. It's not an arrogant attitude. It's a real attitude. You gotta, you know, you get the real attitude is, oh, I can't believe Tom Coughlin didn't take the job. Okay. Guess what? He didn't take the job. So what? I want to know who will take the job and what will they do with it? Because Tom Coughlin's not taking the job, which means speculating as to what he's going to do with it is irrelevant. That's not arrogant. That's intelligent. If you don't want to hear thoughtful commentary and you just want to throw darts at the wall, then listen to shows that throw darts to the wall. Not something that, you know, that's not arrogant. That's not arrogant. You think so? That's fine. We'll take a break.
Who needs the Powerball? You can be a big winner with a brand new Hyundai from Sunbury Motors Hyundai. If your New Year's resolution is to save money, check out Sunbury Motors Hyundai this month. SMC Hyundai has 2016 Elantras with sunroofs, Bluetooth backup cameras, and more, starting at only $17,235 or just $209 a month. Or Hyundai Accents starting at $14,493 or as low as $176 a month. Why buy used? Head to Sunbury Motors Hyundai. Get a great new car, a low payment, and America. Best warranty. 10 years, 100,000 miles. You don't need the Powerball to win big. You need to visit Sunbury Motors Hyundai. Sunbury Motors Hyundai in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza and at sunburyhyundai.com. SMC, selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years.
10% down for 84 months. 3.64% with approved credit through MSC Bank. Now all buyers qualify. Tax and tax extra all rebates to dealer. See dealer for complete details.
Welcome back to the Steve Jones Show. We have more of your calls and comments coming up, as well as more on different coaches going on through moving around. We talked about Chip Kelly. He's the next coach of the San Francisco 49ers. We also have a new Giants coach, offensive coordinator Ben McAdoo, the new head coach of the New York Giants. And as we mentioned a few minutes ago, Tom Coughlin removing his name from the Eagles job.
And just so Jeff understands, there would be no exit interview with Tom Coughlin. He was never employed by them. All right. Okay. I mean, just so he understands, like exit interviews, HR, things like that. Guess what, Jeff? Okay. He interviewed for the job. There is no exit interview. All right. There was nothing to exit from. He never had the job. His exit interview would have been with the Giants. Okay. So... arrogant? You know, you got to come to the plate with a little bit more than just a couple swings and trying to be personal with somebody. You don't like how I do the show? Don't listen. Move on. But I am not a big believer in lamenting who you don't have. I've always been like that. You lament so much about what you don't have, right? You got to concentrate on what you do have. Okay? What do you have? Can you make it better? Sure, you try to make it better, but you don't lament on what you don't have. You can't do that. I mean, it wastes time. Lamenting what you don't have wastes time.
If you're the Eagles ownership, what are you looking for in a head coach? I mean, what's the process like? Obviously, I've never hired a head coach, so I mean, what's the process like? What are you looking for in a head
coach?
Well,
I thought the Coughlin thing was interesting because at least he's won.
Well, see, that made sense to me because first off, he was a name. That makes sense. And a familiar name at that, and as you said, had success.
But I don't understand why the Giants got rid of him. Let's start with that. The Giants are the odd one in all this. Let's take Jeff's thing about exit interviews for a moment. All right, Jeff, let's take exit interviews. All right? if I'm Tom Coughlin and I get hung out to dry as the head coach, and then they take the offensive coordinator and move him up, who made a lot of the decisions that got the Giants in trouble this year, and I take Steve Spagnuolo and I keep him as the defensive coordinator when my defense was lousy this year, I'm sitting back as Tom Coughlin, I'm saying, okay, now exactly what did I do wrong here? But here's my here's the negative on hiring Tom Coughlin, okay? Here's the negative. Do I want at this stage to hire somebody who is almost 70 years old?
Well, how much longer is he going to want to coach? I mean, obviously he still does, which is why when he left New York, he did not.
That's why what the Giants did
say
was confusing.
He was retiring. I mean,
right. What the Giants did was confusing. I don't understand why they did what they did. There's your exit interview. I'd love to hear what he had to say to the mayors about, like, okay, you're letting me go and you're keeping these guys? What? Really? Isn't this, aren't they part of the problem? Look, you got to have somebody that, okay.
Was he a scapegoat, Steve?
I don't know. Why don't you have the mayors on the show? When you look at the Eagles, okay, what should they be looking for? It's all about feel and fit. You have to sit down there and interview people, and you got to make a decision, okay? First of all, background-wise, do I want an offensive coach or do I want a defensive coach background-wise? I think that's a starting point. All right? And then it comes down to, okay, we sit down, we talk. I want to hear what your philosophy is across the board. How do you want to build a team? How do you want to do it? How do you view free agency? How do you view the draft? When you look at our roster, what are some of the priorities X, Y, and Z you have to take care of? And how do you want to deal with it? There's one thing about the NFL, you can go bottom top pretty fast. Look, everybody seems to do it with great speed in the NFL. I mean, you go from bottom to top in the NFL pretty fast. How many times have we seen Super Bowl champions that weren't in the playoffs the year before? Or a team that gets into the playoffs, wins a division that wasn't in the year before? I mean, the Redskins weren't in the playoffs last year, were they? So, we've discovered a lot of fun things today. We've discovered that you should have an exit interview when you decide not to take a job. Huh? That was clever. Never heard of that one before. Who wasn't even offered the job? Intriguing that he talked, though. But you gotta go to the next guy. Next man up. You got to do that. Well, Neil Coulong next half hour. It's not going to be a fun half hour for Kevin.
Oh, no.
Not going to be fun. I'm telling you.
He's
going to
tell me who's not playing, isn't he?
I don't think he can say yes or no, but he'll give you some hints.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Great to have you with us. Along with all the Kevin Herr fans, I'm Steve Jones. Neil Coulong in a few moments will tell you about how great everything is in Steelerland.
I got a funny feeling I'm not going to be a Neil Coulong fan after this. Not because I don't like him, but because I don't want to hear what he has to say.
Look,
the negative he wants, he's going to say. I saw
the bottom line, look, people want information. Okay? Guessing and speculating? No. I'm not big into guessing and speculating. Just never have been. Hey, what do you think? I don't know. But Neil, we'll have Neil throw some darts and at least tell you what's going on.
We were thinking the same exact thing.
All right, okay, let me tell you what mental reps are. Mental reps are literally he stood in back and watched, okay, the game plan come to life as Landry Jones ran it. Those are mental reps.
It just sounds strange, but yeah.
I know it does, but I mean, but you see players do that all the time. In other words, I'm the number two running back or the three running back, and I'll stand back and I'll watch the ones like right behind them. Okay, he takes it. He goes here. He goes into the gap. Boom, boom, right. And that's you taking mental reps and watching them do it. Then boom. Then now, if you're healthy, then you step in and then you do it. But those are men, and he was not healthy. He hasn't picked up a football yet. But those are mental reps, okay? And that's what you see. You'll see either a quarterback or an injured player or whatever. I see this all the time, where that player, I've seen players, for example, not be available till Thursday of game week. And they'll put themselves on Sunday, Tuesday, and Wednesday right behind or, you know, in proximity to what their position happens to be. And they'll be watching, especially if you're putting a couple wrinkles in, watching what that wrinkle is, and you're looking at it. That's a mental rep. Is that fair enough? Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I right. kind of got the right. idea of what it was. It right. just sounds so weird.
Well, I mean, but that's what it is. In other words, say, for example, you're the backup tight end to Heath Miller. Okay, let's flip it around. Let's say you're Heath Miller. And just and Miller's fine, so there's no issue with Miller. You're Heath Miller. It turned out, for whatever reason, the Bengal game, you got banged up. You're going to play, but look, we're going to hold off using you in any way we can until it's really time. So you'll watch Matt Spaeth and Jesse James. Look, we put a couple wrinkles in the running game where you're going to line up here. Then you're going to shift over to here, and then we're going to take you and throw you in motion here. And it's a wrinkle we haven't run all year. So Heath Miller, being the pro's pro that he is going to sit there, and he's going to really get himself lined up in an area to really watch it and see it come to life as they do it in the walkthrough, and then see it as they do it probably half speed. That way, when it finally comes time, say on, let's say, Friday, all right, he's ready to go, get in there. All right, he already has a feel as to what it's supposed to look like because he stood back behind his position and took in a mental rep or a series of mental reps. How about that? And I've seen that many times on both sides of the ball where a guy you know is pretty close to getting there, you know, and you're hedging your bets a little bit, and they'll still stand near the position, you know, like, for example, it's a linebacker, or they'll be back, obviously, behind the secondary guys. But, you know, you'll get a feel for a coverage, get a feel for something you put in, get a feel for a blitz. And then finally, when it's your time on Thursday to go through and execute it, boom, you're executing it off the gap that they needed to or off the stunt that you're running because you watched it instead of blindly going in.
You know what it makes me. You know what it makes me think. It makes me think from the movie Cool Runnings, right before the night before they're doing the run, he's going through each one of the turns and leaning and steering the way he normally would. That's kind of what it gives me.
That's exactly. That's exactly right. That's exactly. I agree with that. That's exactly right.
As you were describing it, that's what popped into my head.
That's exactly what he would do. You're trying to get the feel and the timing of whatever. So, yeah, you're right. In the movie, Cool Runnings, for example, he's like, okay, he's going through. Okay, I know I got to turn here. I got to turn here. And you're trying to do it in the same reflex that you would do it because you're mentally trying to take yourself through as to what it would look like. Now, that's a little bit different because he's doing that from memory, all right, as opposed to standing back and watching it actually physically happen in front of him. So it'd be, you really couldn't use it in a bobsled sense.
No, but I mean, that's what popped into my head.
You couldn't really, there's no way you could do it in a bobsled sled sense. I think the only way you could do it probably be in a simulator or something like that. This day in sports history, Marilyn Monroe and Joe DiMaggio married on this date, lasted 9 months. The Dolphins became the first NFL team to go undefeated. They beat the Redskins in Super Bowl VII in 1973. Talked to Garo Yepremian once, and to his credit, he really took the entire deal in stride, but you can do so because they gave you a ring. 1974, the World Football League was founded. I never really got into that.
I did a little bit. I actually have a complete set of cards from the world from the original original season of the World Football League.
Wow, are they worth anything?
Actually, I haven't looked, but I'm sure if I own it, it's not worth anything. That's the way it goes with my collection.
Well, you're the collector.
Yeah, but I collect what I like. I don't collect what's valuable, it seems.
Oh, okay. Let's see. Cowboys 49ers championship game 96, 34-2 Nielsen rating. Couple things on that. 38 million watched the Redskins Packers game. 38 million. 30 plus million watched the Vikings game. Nearly 30 million watched the Steeler game. In fact, I'm wrong about that. It was like 35 million plus watched the Steeler game. Like 34, 35 million watched the Seahawks Vikings.
Yeah,
take the college football playoff championship game. 26 million. Guess what? The NCAA men's basketball championship game beat it out.
The numbers were down. I never saw the final numbers for the New Year's Eve games, but I understand the numbers were down from the year before the semifinals. And I'm wondering, will ESPN and the NCAA react to that?
Well, ESPN, this is not an ESPN. This is not an ESPN. I can lay blame at ESPN for a lot of things. Not this. This is the college football playoff. This is their baby. And by the way, the Big 12, you didn't put this in your rundown, but the Big 12 is now going to have a championship game. And they got exactly what they wanted. They wanted to be, the rule was changed where you don't need 12. And if your league has a round robin, you're allowed to have a championship game without divisions. The Big 12 got exactly what it wanted. And the Big 10 ended up voting yes on it after complaining about it earlier.
So they did you say they will have one now?
Yes.
Okay.
They got a 7-2 vote today.
Good. I want them to have a championship game.
They're happy. You're happy.
Well, no. It's I want the playing field to be level because I think it's very unfair that a Big 12 team did not have to play another high quality Big 12 team to get there. You know, ideally, if you were doing this NCAA football tournament and it were just the big conferences, that's all that were involved in Division One, you would have every champion playing off, and then that's how you would get to your national champion. So this makes all the sense in the world to have the Big 12.
Well, the only thing I didn't like the Big 12 not having one was very simple. Why should you ask the Pac-12, the ACC, the SEC, and the Big 10 to play 13 games to get to the promised land and you have to play 12? Okay. Same thing with Notre Dame. Why does Notre Dame get a free pass? They have to play 12 games. Everybody else has to clear an extra hurdle. Where's your hurdle?
I still can't understand that Notre Dame deal. I still cannot understand why you look at that deal and think that that's a great deal. We need to take that.
Who? From Notre Dame's point of view? Or?
No. From the conference's point of view.
I don't get it.
I think
that they helped send the Big East. I think they were a contributing factor to the Big East heading downhill the way it did. And I don't think they helped the ACC.
The ACC said, yeah, sure. You know, you can take one of our leapfrog over one of our teams for a bigger bowl.
All right.
Sure, yeah. And by the way, you don't have to play all of our teams. That's okay. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, I mean, you give away your bowl spots and things like that. It's like, why do you give away your bowl spot? Why bother having bowl spots? Take ours. I mean, in the Big East, Notre Dame got the number 2 bowl spot. Did you know that?
Automatically?
They got the number 2 bowl spot if they qualify.
No, I didn't know that.
Yes. Like, you know, I mean, one year West Virginia had a better record, the whole thing. They had to go some I can't remember what bowl they went to, and they're like, we didn't go because Notre Dame got the spot.
Well, if Notre Dame goes to a bowl game like they did this year, does the ACC get a cut of that bowl money?
No.
See, that's the other part. You could make an argument that said, well, you know, the odds of Notre Dame going to a big bowl game are pretty good, so we're going to make money as a conference. If you're not getting any, I just don't understand that. I never understood that deal.
Notre Dame keeps the cash.
And I know they don't give away any of their NBC money.
No, you're wrong about that.
Oh, they do?
That's actually incorrect. Half of what Notre Dame gets from NBC goes to the opponent.
But not necessarily to the conference, though.
No, it doesn't go to the conference
right.
at all.
Right.
No. No, but that was always the arena, because Penn State played in the NBC thing. So, I mean, Penn State got half when they went. So, and that's why I know. I mean, you get a cut. You know, the NBC recognizes that there are two teams playing. So it's not as if you go in there and like, hey, Notre Dame got everything, you got nothing. No, that's actually not true. That's not true. Everybody goes in, they get half. Now, half means different things. For example, Penn State goes in, and they went in 2007. They played, or not 2000, 2006, and they went out and played Notre Dame out there. Well, it goes, Penn State gets half of that. But the Penn State half then reverts to the Big Ten. Penn State doesn't get to keep it. It was part of the revenue sharing, TV revenue sharing money for the Big Ten.
Let's see. I think they just signed a deal not long ago to go to, what, 2025?
No, it's a great deal for them. They have their own network.
Oh, yeah.
I'll be honest with you. It's great. It's a great deal for Notre Dame fans, and here's why. When Notre Dame sets up its schedule at the beginning of the year, all your kickoff times are set at home.
That's very true.
There's not one Notre Dame fan that goes to a game at Notre Dame Stadium that in July has to guess when their kickoff's going to be. Every one of them, all the home games are etched in stone with start times with NBC. Now, that part's a huge benefit for the fans, I think. So to me, that part of the deal is fan friendly. And again, you're not, you know, you have the network all to yourself. You don't have to butt heads with another conference about regionalization and things like that. So I mean, Notre Dame's deal with NBC, I give them all the credit in the world. It's an awesome deal. They get to keep half the money. They get to set the kickoff times ahead of time and work with NBC to do that. They get it out to all the fans. Fans don't have to worry 12 days, 6 days in advance as to what the schedule's going to be like. I wonder what the time is. I mean, how often do we have to deal with that with Penn State? I mean, Penn State has nothing to do with it. They're at the mercy of what the conference and the networks want to do. You know, that six-day thing that creeps up on everybody in late October, you're like, oh, six-day rule. Here we go. What are we going to do?
It doesn't bother me, but
it doesn't bother me, for example, because I know I'm doing the game regardless, and whether it's home or away, so it doesn't bother me at all. You know what the start time is. You know, if I've got to travel, I'm still traveling at exactly the same time. So in other words, there's no change for me. But
well, as a fan, that's the most annoying thing. And I tell you what, we get calls a lot about it. What time's the Penn State game this weekend? I don't know yet.
And people always ask, well, you have to have a hint. And like, I love that one. Well, I mean, Steve, you have to have some sort of hint, don't you? I'm like, I have no idea. I have no clue.
Actually, I had a friend of mine say that. He said, does Steve know? I said, yeah, Steve knows that it's either going to be noon, it's going to be 3:30, 6, or 8.
I mean, all of us sit there all the time, literally, and we wait. And you're like, okay. This just in. Tom Coughlin's still not your coach.
No.
All right. Nobody's coach. Okay. Again, I'm not big on lamenting what you don't have. Right? I mean, okay, let's lament what we don't have. If we didn't win Powerball last night.
I was lamenting I was watching none of my numbers come up.
Guess what? Okay, don't have it.
I did win $5 on a scratch-off ticket, though.
All right. But Jeff's wrong on two fronts. Number one, there is no exit interview because he was never employed by them. So there's no value there. And number two, I'm not arrogant. We'll come back with more in a moment on News Radio 1070 WKOK. All right. Jacksonville Jaguars owner Shad Khan says he's not interested in going to St. Louis, which is interesting because he has a base of operations in central Illinois, and he tried to buy the Rams before Stan Kroenke did. And, he has no interest in going to St. Louis.
Is there anybody interested in going to St. Louis, by the way, Steve?
Baseball players. Okay. The Jags' net worth is $1.48 billion. Really? How about that?
Is St. Louis a bigger city than Jacksonville?
No. No. And see, that's part of the problem that you see, too. For example, let's take Pittsburgh. As much as, you know, you love the Steelers, do you realize how much the population has declined in Pittsburgh?
Yes.
I mean, Pittsburgh was, at one point, the 14th largest city in the country, and I saw something, I don't know, this can't be true. I mean, it was, like, down the 90s? I find that hard to believe.
I can't tell you what the number is, but I'll look at the top 50.
I've got that right here. New York's, of course, 1. Los Angeles is 2. Chicago, 3. Houston, 4. We know that. Philly's 5. There's Phoenix is 6. San Antonio. Again, that could be a Raider landing spot. They're 7th. San Diego's 8.
That could be a landing spot for somebody.
Well, it could be the Raiders, or look, the Chargers are in play. Dallas 9, San Jose 10, Austin, Jacksonville's 12th.
Wow.
San Francisco 13, Indy 14, Columbus, Fort Worth, Charlotte, Detroit 18. Detroit used to be in the top 6. El Paso 19. Seattle, Denver, D.C., Memphis, Boston's down to 24. Nashville, Baltimore's 26, Oklahoma City, Portland, Las Vegas is now 29. Louisville, Milwaukee, Albuquerque, Tucson, Fresno, Sacramento, Long Beach, Kansas City, Mesa, Atlanta's 39, Virginia Beach, Omaha, Colorado Springs, Raleigh, Miami, Oakland, Minneapolis, Tulsa, Cleveland at 48, Wichita, New Orleans, and Arlington, Texas. Pittsburgh is not in the top 50. I think your franchise is in play.